life-changing decision. It should not take you an hour to figure that out. And you know what else you don't do? You don't order shit that ain't on the menu. You don't say, hey, maybe I have some rice back there, some ham, some watercress. You can mix that up for me. Restaurants don't work that way. And by the way, in the real world, I get a lunch hour, not lunch hours. I hope you check on your food while you fall down the stairs. I hope you finish your meal and find short curly hairs. And while I am pleased that you stand in solidarity with our brothers and sisters in the developing world by asking whether or not this restaurant serves fair trade products, I regret to inform you that you have no idea what the fuck you are talking about. East Anglia is not in Africa. I know, I've been there. And while Ipswich may be a few years behind the rest of the world, I can guarantee you, pretty boy, that nobody there is dropping dead in the street from starvation. Boredom maybe, but not starvation.
A pack of wild animals rips you apart. May they feast upon your liver and devour your heart.
Oh! And you felt the need to tell the waiter that you hope the kimchi here is just as delightful as the kimchi you had when you visited the Hunan province. Isn't that interesting? Well, listen here, buddy boy. I don't know jack shit about kimchi or the Hunan province, but I do know this. You were clearly born with a silver spoon in your mouth. Not unlike the spoon that you sent back because you said it had water spots on it. Let me tell you what's happening to that spoon. Right now, the boys in the back are taking turns sticking that spoon up their butts. And then they're going to bring it to you, and you're going to eat your meal with it. Yes, you're going to eat your meal with the butt spoon. And while you're eating with the butt spoon, you're going to say, ooh, this tastes exactly like the meal I had.